Welcome to the VoAtlas podcast, your reference work for personal finance, read aloud. Today we are breaking down a savings product that many people open once and then forget about, the certificate of deposit, almost always shortened to CD. We will cover what a CD actually is, how the rate is described, the main structural variants you will see in the market, what to compare when you shop, the common traps, and where a CD can sensibly fit in a broader savings plan. As always, the written version of this guide, with sources, lives at voatlas.com. A certificate of deposit is a type of time deposit account offered by banks and credit unions. You agree to leave a specific sum on deposit for a set term, and in return the institution pays you a stated interest rate. CDs sit at the more conservative end of the cash and savings landscape, alongside checking accounts, high-yield savings accounts, and money market accounts. When you open a CD, you pick a term. That term can be as short as a few weeks or as long as several years, and you deposit a lump sum. During the term, the bank generally expects you to leave the funds alone. When the CD matures, the institution returns your principal, which is the original amount you deposited, plus the interest that has accrued, and rolls the balance into a new CD depending on the terms you agreed to at account opening. Because your money is locked in for a known period, the institution is willing to pay a higher rate than on a liquid account, meaning an account you can withdraw from at any time, but only because it can count on having your cash for the full term. As a rule, the longer you commit, the higher the rate typically climbs, although the differences between adjacent terms are often small. Two numbers describe the cost and return on a CD, and they are not the same thing. The first is the annual percentage yield, usually shortened to APY. APY is the effective yearly rate of return, which means it already includes the effect of compounding, the process by which the interest you earn starts to earn interest itself. APY is the number that tells you what you will actually earn on your deposit. The second is the annual percentage rate, or APR. APR is the simple interest rate without compounding. On deposit products, APY is almost always the more useful figure for comparison, because it reflects what really lands in your account. Other mechanics also affect what you receive. Compounding frequency, meaning whether interest is paid monthly, quarterly, or only at maturity, changes the real return even when two CDs show the same headline APY. The minimum opening deposit matters too, because some institutions reserve their best rates for balances above a threshold. And the timing of interest payouts has tax consequences, since the interest on a CD is taxable in the year it is credited to your account, not in the year the CD matures. Several structural variants appear across the market, and each one changes the trade-off between yield and access. A traditional or fixed-rate CD locks in one rate for the entire term, with funds inaccessible until maturity. A bump-up CD gives you a one-time right to step up to a higher rate if market rates rise during the term. A liquid or no penalty CD offers a rate similar to a traditional CD, but with a one-time option to withdraw early without a stated penalty. A brokered CD is sold through a brokerage platform rather than directly from the issuing bank, which can complicate early exit. A step rate CD has a rate that changes on a preset schedule, often rising, sometimes falling. When you shop, APY is the headline number, but it is not the only one that matters. The penalty for early withdrawal can erase months of interest, particularly on long terms where the penalty is expressed as a set number of months of interest. The maturity process is worth checking, because some institutions mail a check while others roll the maturing CD into a new one at the prevailing rate, which can mean a worse rate than you originally had. It is also useful to compare the term length to your actual time horizon. A 5-year CD that matures 3 years before a planned purchase is not really a 5-year CD. It is a 3-year CD plus a reinvestment decision. For funds you expect to need within a year or two, a high-yield savings account or money market account typically offers comparable yield with daily liquidity, which is one reason CDs and those products are often held in parallel rather than as substitutes. The biggest trap is treating the headline APY as the only number that matters. A high rate paired with a steep early withdrawal penalty can produce a poor real return if your plans change. Renewal terms are the second trap, because an institution may quietly roll a maturing CD into a new one at a lower rate. A third is the brokered CD, where early exit usually means selling in a secondary market at whatever price it will fetch, and that price can be below par, meaning below the original face value, if rates have risen. Finally, CDs are not insured against inflation risk. A multi-year term that pays a fixed APY will lose real purchasing power if inflation runs above that rate. Used carefully, CDs are best understood as a place to park a sum tied to a known future date, such as a tax bill, a down payment fund, or an emergency reserve that is already duplicated in a more liquid account. Before opening one, match the term to a specific future need rather than to whatever rate looks best today. Read the early withdrawal penalty in the account agreement. Note the renewal terms and set a calendar reminder for the maturity date. Compare APY, compounding frequency, and minimum deposit together, and confirm that the issuing institution is insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, or, for credit unions, by the National Credit Union Administration, the NCUA, and that your balance stays within the applicable insurance limit. That is the VoAtlas take on certificates of deposit. For the written version of this guide, complete with sources and links, head to voatlas.com.